Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
Did you know it was God's plan for Jacob to usurp his brother and get the blessing from Esau? Hi, my name's Andrew. This is Faith Boost. I'm here today to boost your faith with ancient secrets that still work in the modern world. Well, we pick up the story of Jacob and Esau. I want to remind us what Romans chapter 9, verse 10 to 13 says. Jacob I have loved, Esau I have hated. Now, why did God love Jacob so much and why did Esau not get the blessing? Well, straight up, let's remember that later on in the life of Jacob, he does do some things which are deceptive. He lies. And a lot of us look at his life through that filter and go, oh, he was dishonest, he was a liar, he was a trickster, and we dismiss him somehow. But we need to remember, God said, Jacob, I have loved, Esau, I have hated. But in that Eastern culture, as I said in the last episode, Esau should have inherited everything. He was the big brother. He was the next in line. He should have been the main character. But God wanted Jacob to usurp Esau. Why? Because Esau was a worldly man. He was a carnal man. And the first indication of this that we have is in Genesis chapter 25, verse 29. It says, Jacob cooked a stew and Esau came in from the field because Esau loved hunting. And hey, there's nothing wrong with loving hunting. There's nothing wrong with loving sport. It wasn't the fact that he did physical things. There's nothing wrong with being a farmer. There's nothing wrong with being a tradie. Jesus was a tradie. Jesus was a carpenter. He worked with his own hands. So this is not a story which says, hey, if you're doing physical labor or you like doing physical things that somehow you won't be blessed. No, the issue with Esau was not that he liked the field, was not that he liked hunting. The issue with Esau is he was only focused on physical things. Physical things were everything to him. We need to have a balanced life. It's okay to train. It's okay to do sport. It's okay to do exercise. It's okay to enjoy life in a natural sense. But deep down inside of us, our first love must be the Lord. Paul said it like this, bodily exercise profits you a little, but godliness is profitable for all things. In other words, godliness and a walk with God and a relationship with God should be the first thing in your life. Jesus also said in the book of Matthew, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these other things will be added unto you. So the other things are okay, clothing, houses, food, you know, just having a life, having a family, enjoying yourself. But first we must seek God. And sometimes God makes us lay those things down. He makes us sacrifice things. When I was a new Christian, I didn't surf almost for a whole year. I just laid it down. I lived on a beach. My whole world was at that beach. All my old friends were on that beach. The lifestyle I used to live, the choices I used to make. And I had to walk away from that and seek first the kingdom of God. I got involved in a local church, in a youth group, in a small group, a Bible study group. I put God first. And so we see here in this Bible verse that Jacob makes a stew. And Esau says to Jacob, please feed me with that same red stew, that stew, for I'm weary. And therefore his name was called Edom. And Jacob says, sell me your birthright as of this day. And Esau says, look, I'm about to die. So what is this birthright to me? And so Jacob said, swear to me as of this day. So Esau swears to him and sells his birthright for a plate of food. And this is an indication of how carnal this guy is, because the birthright was intangible. In that moment, it wasn't there on the table. He couldn't see it. He couldn't feel it. He couldn't touch it. He couldn't taste it. His earthly nature was craving food, crying out for food. Now, we all know that he wouldn't have died. You know, he wasn't on a 60-day fast. He was just really hungry and his body was craving food. So we see here an indicator of who Jacob, who Esau is. Esau is a guy that satisfies his bodily cravings instantly. He can't say no. He has no self-control and he doesn't value intangible things. His birthright was intangible. This is not the day of written contracts. There would have been no writing, no written contract saying, you know, Esau is going to inherit everything, but he knew it was his inheritance. He knew it was his right and he just gives it to Jacob in a verbal agreement because he's just so hungry, you know. And so this is an indicator of the type of man that Esau was. He was a carnal man. He satisfied his lust. He satisfied his cravings and put that above God. And that's how people fall into immorality. That's how people fall into drunkenness. That's how people fall into physical sin, because they put their physical lusts and their passions first before the word of God and before their relationship with God. And this is the guy that Esau is. And this is why God wanted to usurp him and put Jacob above him as the leader and the heir of everything, so that Jacob could continue to bring the blessing into the family and the blessing of God and Abraham into the earth.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channel. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.